Okay, what would you do if this happened to you? This is kind of an interesting story right here. And I'm probably going to be on my own here. A Long Island funeral home gave the ashes of a dad who had passed away. They gave it to the wrong grieving family, who then traveled thousands of miles to scatter those remains. The funeral home accidentally mixed up the remains with different deceased man who had the same last name. So that's where the mix-up happened. Like, the last name was Smith and Smith, and they mixed it up. By the time they figured it out, it's too late. The family had already taken their dad's remains and spread them, like, over in India. Because actually, they were both Indian families, so...
This is how you fix this. You lick your finger.
Okay.
You stick it in the pot.
Okay.
You lick your finger again.
Okay.
If it doesn't taste like dad, it must not be him.
So you know what your dad tastes like then?
Well, doesn't every... You know how every house that you walk into is a distinct smell?
Right. I think
every family has a smell. Doesn't every family probably have a taste?
I'd assume so. What would your family taste like?
My family... Well, my mom likes to make a lot of hamburgers. She makes a lot of hamburgers.
Ground beef.
So I'm going to guess that we would taste like that.
Liv would be like oatmeal.
Liv would be tofu turkey.
Ours would be like salmon.
Salmon.
Yeah.
Mine would taste like
Lunchables.
Yeah. Maybe a hot pocket in there, some Totitos, some pizza rolls. But could you imagine that though? Like, you mix up the ashes and dad's gone or mom's gone or grandpa's gone. Here's my thing. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Why?
Because they're going to sue the funeral home now. But my point is, it's like ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Like, we're all the same thing. Like, you couldn't tell if Alex and I were next to each other. You couldn't tell, like, these are Joe's ashes and these are Alex's ashes.
Yeah, you could.
How?
Mine will have glitter in them.
No, they wouldn't. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they would.
Would you be that upset, though? You'd actually go sue right there? I don't think it's that big of a deal.
No, I just haunt your ass.
I think that the funeral home should have never even told them.
Oh, exactly.
They could have easily gotten away with
that. Yeah, that's true.
You could just went out in the back and grabbed some dirt and dried it out a little bit. So it's just like dust everywhere. So
yeah, some mulch.
I feel bad for the family, but at the end of the day, it's like, come on. Like, who cares? It's like, let the person go. Go through that other person's ashes everywhere. I thought about it. My dad passed away, and he was cremated, and he didn't really say, like, what he wanted to be done. Like, hey, spread me here, spread me there. I was going to, like, we wanted to maybe spread his ashes at the lake or different places. But did you know when it comes to those things, like ashes, you could put them in, like, a little locket, like you can carry it around?
I've heard of
Some
that.
People get tattooed in the ink. They have the ashes in there.
I'm going to say no to that.
No.
What about this, though? I think would be kind of cool. Maybe, like, you could put it into a shotgun shell, and you could go, like, shoot targets with it, like, into a bullet.
I think that's stupid.
That's very redneck.
Okay, but come on.
If you're into it, I just am not into it. That wouldn't be sentimental to me.
Yeah.
Like, I understand the tattoo because it's with you forever, or a locket, it's with you forever. Why would you just want to waste it in a shotgun
bullet? Well, my whole point is, I guess, is this. It's like, because we still, like, have my dad's ashes, and I'm like, why do we have them? Like, we should bury them or do something. I don't get the point of
You should sprinkle them somewhere that your dad would have liked. Like on a red velvet cake.
Like the bar and the strip club and that other lady's house when he was... No, I'm just kidding.
Sure, sprinkle him at the strip club.
I just don't get, like, isn't it weird to you? And I don't mean to insult anybody, but isn't it weird, like, you think, like, people actually have, like, ashes in an urn at their house?
No, I don't think that's weird. That's Pop or it's Mom. That's Grandma.
Weird.
I don't think that's weird.
You don't think that's weird at all?
I don't think it's weird.
I don't think you have a problem. I'm not saying you have, like, some mental issue. I'm just, when you actually think about it, like, oh my God. Like, you don't keep, like, if you didn't get, cremated, you don't keep, like, Grandpa propped up in a bedroom in a closet like he's a vampire or something.
But that's scary.
I don't know. I don't think it's weird to keep ashes.
I just think it's a little bit weird. For me, though, the one thing I'd probably want to do, you know, they can put you into fireworks.
No way.
And the 4th of July is not even my favorite holiday, even though I'm very American as can be.
Not that much if it's not your favorite holiday.
Hey, listen. Yeah. It's a close second right there.
My favorite.
But how badass would it be? Alex, imagine that. You get cremated, you get shot up in there, like...
See, but I would just, like... But then my ashes are falling somewhere, and so it just depends on where they're falling.
You could be everywhere. You could make people happy. Good morning, Joe and Alex. So who's this?
This is Tabitha.
Hey, Tabitha. What do you think? Do you think it's kind of weird to keep ashes around, or no?
I don't, actually. I had a request from my mom before she died that I was sworn to keep them in my house at all times.
Where are the ashes kept?
They are kept in a locked cabinet in my living room.
Are you going to keep them forever? I mean, doesn't that feel weird to you or no? Do you feel like mom's with you?
I feel like my mom's with me always.
Yeah. Aww. Think about, like, this is us.
Do you have kids?
I do, yeah. That was a big reason.
Do they know that, like, grandma's in the drawer?
No. They don't understand that. They're 7 and 5.
Okay.
You know what you should do at Christmas? You know how they have, like, Elf on a shelf? You should have, like, Ash on a shelf or something. Like, grandma's watching you.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Anybody? No?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it might be a little creepy.
Yeah, not all the jokes can work. Sometimes you swing and you miss. All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling in this morning.